Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Chapter 13. Kept from honor. In the 24th chapter of Numbers there is a record which very clearly sets forth the nature and the value of earthly honor. Balak, king of the Moabites, had sent for Balaam the prophet to come and curse Israel. And Balaam had come, but instead of cursing Israel he blessed them. Several times the king attempted to get from the prophet's mouth a curse upon his enemies, but each time with exactly the opposite result, until finally, in a rage, he smote his hands together and said to Balaam, "Flee you to your place. I thought to promote you unto great honor, but lo, the Lord has kept you back from honor." This reveals the relation between worldly honor and the honor that comes from God, or rather it shows that there is no relation whatever between them. A prophet of God yet kept back from honor, losing that which Balak had to bestow, and therefore losing honor. Thus does the voice of the world always speak to the Christian, to persuade him to give up Christ and grasp as much as he can of earthly fame. Alas, that any are so foolish as to listen to it. There was Balak, with all the nation over which he ruled, in mortal terror for themselves and their kingdom, because of the approaching host of the armies of Israel, the wicked king trembling for his very existence, with no flattering prospect of its long continuance, and yet offering to promote Balaam to great honor. What honor had such a one to bestow, and what thought had he for Balaam's welfare? Simply none at all. All he cared about was the welfare of himself, to avert, if it were possible, the destruction which threatened himself and his kingdom. He could confer upon Balaam a momentary distinction of honor or wealth in the eyes of men, and that was all. This was what he called great honor, and this is what the world designates great honor today. The Lord had put Balaam in his position, and now a man offers to promote him above the promotion given him by the Lord. This is the promotion which the world has to give to its votaries in place of that which is offered by the God of heaven. Nothing that is real, nothing that is lasting, nothing that satisfies or brings happiness and peace to the soul, yet it judges a man very foolish who will not seek for it in place of seeking for the honor which comes from God. The earth is plunging into the gulf of ruin, whirling swiftly across the threshold of eternity, separated by only a handbreadth from the hour of its dissolution, yet offering to promote men unto great honor, if they will but devote all their time and their powers to its affairs. The honor it has to confer is just that which Balak had to bestow on Balaam. Those who take earthly honor cannot have that which comes from God, and those who seek that which God bestows cannot have the honor of the world. The two will not mix or grow together. The world will not honor righteousness. God will not honor sin. No person ever yet had honor both from the world and from God at the same time. Those whom God honors are those who honor him. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel says, "I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." They are those who serve the Lord Jesus Christ. "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." And how can a man honor God? He cannot honor God as he would honor a fellow mortal. God gives men all the honor he has, and man's only way of showing respect and honor to God is to believe his word. Without faith it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Faith which works by love. This is the only actuating power by which a man can do service to God. Those who seek worldly honor cannot have faith. "How can you believe," said the Savior, "who receive honor one from another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? It is useless to expect to know the will of God and understand his word while seeking honor from man, for no one can understand God's word until he first believes it. But relinquishing the honor of the world, he can then believe, and by faith receive the honor that God bestows, which is that of being made a son of God, and a brother of Jesus Christ, and an heir of all things. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. How much better to be kept back from the worldly honor by God than to be kept back from infinite and eternal honor by the world. E.J. Wagoner.